News from UNIFIL.
We were not planning to come today because yesterday a drone was hovering above us and dropped a grenade next to us. Thanks to the Lebanese army and UNIFIL, we were able to continue harvesting.
Jumana Al-Qadiri, a farmer from Kfar Shuba, was afraid to harvest her olive trees after a drone dropped a grenade near her land about 600 meters from the blue line. The following day, with an escort from the Lebanese army and UNIFIL peacekeepers, she and her sister felt safe to return. In a volatile situation in South Lebanon, the Lebanese army and UNIFIL continue to work and coordinate closely to help restore peace and stability in the region, supporting local communities as they return to rebuild lives. UNIFIL spokesperson Candice Ardeal says the mission is monitoring violations and working to reduce tensions.
Since the cessation of hostilities understanding of last November, UNIFIL peacekeepers have recorded over 7,000 air violations, around 100,000 projectiles crossing the blue line into Lebanon, and more than 2,400 Israeli military activities north of the blue line. Also since that time, peacekeepers have found about 360 abandoned weapons caches and unauthorized military sites, all referred to the Lebanese armed forces. We have not observed any new sign of Hezbollah infrastructure in our area of operations. We know that the Lebanese army is hard at work in their deployment in the south and in performing their tasks. Peacekeepers monitor and report on violations of Resolution 1701 in the south, but it is important to remember that these represent more than just numbers published in a report. Each violation means someone is prevented from going home, from going to school, pursuing their livelihood, or simply feeling safe. People on both sides of the blue line deserve to feel secure, but they can't when tensions and violations continue. UNIFIL continues to call on everyone to fully abide by Resolution 1701 and to refrain from any action that threatens stability along the blue line.
On 3 November, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers donated educational and technical equipment to schools in Marjayoun and Khiam, helping strengthen learning opportunities for students in South Lebanon. At Marjayoun Technical School, the peacekeepers handed over tools and materials to support students' practical training in the workshops. In Khiam Village, Spanish peacekeepers also provided school supplies to the public secondary school to support teachers and students in their daily work. Local officials and school principals expressed their appreciation for the continued support to education from UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers. On 30 October, UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers joined local residents in Beni Hayam village for a community cleanup, part of their ongoing support to help southern communities recover from last year's conflict. Together, they cleared main roads, drainage channels, and public spaces, restoring a cleaner and safer environment for residents. The activity reflected strong teamwork and the shared commitment of peacekeepers and villagers to rebuild and improve daily life after months of hardship. On 30 October, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers joined hands with Hula Municipality and local residents to improve and restore Hula Central Park. Together, they repaired the damaged drainage channel, cleaned the central pond, and beautified the surrounding area. Around 40 people, including the mayor and municipal officials, took part in the activity, reflecting strong cooperation between UNIFIL and the community in promoting environmental care in South Lebanon.